Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, December 14th. Only 11 more days until Christmas. Thanks for being here. Here's what's happening today in America. Supreme Court takes the case. Fed keeps the rates. What have you done for me lately? And a real Norman Rockwell, Boston City Hall Christmas party. We'll talk all about that coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a huge deal. The Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal of a man who was charged with obstructing an official proceeding on January 6th. The man's name is Joseph Fisher, and he would like this charge dismissed. And the Supreme Court decided to hear the appeal. Now, this matters for him, of course, but also for Donald Trump, because he was charged with the same crime. U.S. Code 1512. You're going to hear those numbers a lot here. This law was passed in response to the Enron accounting scandal, and it made it illegal to alter, destroy, mutilate, or conceal a record, document, or other object. It was never intended to do like January 6th related things. Back in 2015, the Supreme Court heard a case of a fisherman who was convicted of evidence tampering for disposing of undersized grouper fish. It was under this law, and the law says you can't shred evidence. And the man destroyed the fish. And the Supreme Court said, no, that's not the same. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that the word tangible object should be defined as something that's used to record or preserve information, quote, not all objects in the physical world, like fish. The Federal Reserve held its key interest rate steady for the third straight meeting and are looking at 3 rate cuts in 2024. There were 11 hikes over the last few years, rates higher than they've been in 22 years, but relief, at least on this front, might be in sight. Reports are that the owner of the New England Patriots has decided to part ways with legendary coach Bill Belichick. Belichick's led the team to 6 Super Bowls, but right now they're an ugly 3-10, tied for second worst in the whole NFL. He's got one more year on his contract. When the Patriots meet the Chiefs this Sunday, it's going to be the first time that two coaches, both with more than 250 wins, will meet. Andy Reid, 4th all-time with wins, 255. Belichick, 3rd, 301. The mayor of Boston, a Harvard graduate, invited city councilors to a holiday party, but only for, quote, electeds of color. The mayor's aide wrote back 15 minutes later, saying that the email was only intended for the 6 council members of color and not the 7 white council members who are not welcome to the party. To be clear, the apology wasn't for having a party for people of color only, but for not inviting the whites. Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, here's a scandal few will even notice. This week in the Biden-Zelensky press conference, which was weak to say the least, a reporter from the leftist Reuters news agency asked President Biden 2 questions. The first about whether Donald Trump would sell out Ukraine if elected. The second about how brutal Israel is in Gaza. Obviously, the questions were baiting. But here's the scandal. Mr. Biden read the answers to those questions. He read off a sheet of paper in front of him. That means he was prepared for what the reporter was going to ask. That was the reason he called on the little-known reporter, a man named Trevor Honeycutt. Now, the above analysis, what I just told you, is my opinion. But I'll show you on television if you watch the No Spin News, and there's no doubt that Biden read the answers to the question. We called Reuters, which is what responsible news agencies do. They deny it. Oh, no, no, we didn't submit it in advance. All right, what am I going to say? But he, the president, knew what was coming. And that is wrong. It should never happen. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, so let's get to the mail. We got Rhonda. Pete Hegseth, giving back his Harvard degree, will do nothing to change that school. People who donate to these colleges are the only ones who can afford change. That's true, except for Harvard, because they don't need your money, as I pointed out today. Greg Klipstein, Longmont, Colorado. Bill, you're talking about his memo on the federal government corruption was, he uses a cliche. I'm not going to use the cliche, Greg, because you know that just sends shudders up my spine. You're 100% correct. This used to be an amazingly wonderful country. Sad to say, we are now amazingly corrupt. What can actually be done about it? Well, you got to vote the brigands out. Next November is a key. That's why I'm writing a book on presidents. That'll be out in September. This is it. This is a crossroads. 2024 November. Gregory Pappas, Plymouth, Michigan. The latest poll shows Donald Trump leading Biden among likely voters. True. Trump is facing more than 90 criminal charges. Does that mean the majority of Americans don't trust the judicial system? Absolutely, Gregory. Good deduction. Many Americans, perhaps most, know this is a witch hunt. Now, here's the rub. Donald Trump says the word witch hunt pretty much every speech now. So I asked this guy, I said, look, when he does that, can he just hold up killing the witches when he does? That would really help me out. Good marketing plan. So, yeah, most people know what this is. Not to say that Trump didn't do some wrong things. He did. He did. Stephen Notman, Oregon City, Oregon. Bill, sounds like you're recommending a Trump-Haley ticket. I don't recommend anything. I have stated that would be the strongest ticket for the Republicans at this point in history. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 107 years ago today, the President of the United States vetoed one of the most severe anti-immigration bills in history. Despite his opposition, Congress eventually passed the legislation. Here is the story of the Anti-Asian Immigration Act. The first federal law restricting foreigners was enacted after the Civil War. That statute banned the entry of convicted criminals and potential enemies of the USA. Beginning in 1882, the rules were changed to limit migrants based on national origin. The system favored people from England, Scandinavia, and Germany. Undesirables included Mexicans, Asians, Africans. By 1916, World War I was raging. In the States, Americans embraced isolationism. At the time, more than 15% of the country's population was foreign-born. On December 14th, the Senate passed the so-called Immigration Act. The law required a literacy test and barred all Asian laborers. Countries with special trade agreements like Japan were excluded. 4 weeks later, President Wilson vetoed the entire legislation. Said Woodrow, quote, "I cannot rid myself of the conviction that the literacy test constitutes a radical change in the policy of the nation, which is not justified in principle," unquote. In February 1917, Congress overrode Wilson's veto. Nearly all Asians were immediately denied entry to America. The ban also included, quote, "alcoholics, idiots, illiterates, imbeciles, insane persons, paupers, polygamists, prostitutes, and vagrants." The bill even imposed an immigration head tax of $8 a person. And here's something else you might not know. The law remained in place for 35 years. The Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952 officially eliminated racial restrictions, but the practice continued. The USA abandoned the quota system in 1965. As a result, the Chinese population in America doubled within 5 years. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.